Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's a Finley 1067 The Fan. Oh, B, going into this weekend, we haven't seen the Chiefs yet, haven't seen the Lions yet. Who do you think the best team in football is?
That team that's 16-1.
Pretty damn good, right?
I'm just going to say it again.
We don't have to spend too much on this because it is pretty interesting. But I know one team that took a big old nosedive in the power rankings. The Minnesota Vikings.
Well, they're not even playing anymore. Why are they still in the power rankings?
Well, if you're still ranking the whole NFL, I'm saying.
Well, they took a nosedive. They shouldn't even be in the top 10. The way they lost that game.
The way they lost the last two.
Yeah.
You know? This is interesting. So, Eric Edholm, NFL.com, is where we go to power rankings every week. He's got the Chiefs at one. Now, also remember, they didn't finish 16-1 because they benched everybody the last week. They finished 15-2.
15-2.
So, both the Lions and the Chiefs finished 15-2. They arrived at the 15-2 a little different avenues, I would say. And you know what? To be fair to the game they played on the field, if Carson Wentz starts for Kansas City, they got big trouble. I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah.
Also, Chris Jones, I saw a report that he says he feels very, very good. I think Chris Jones with two varies is
very
dangerous.
You got a problem.
He got week 17, 18, and the bye week off. Mahomes obviously ready. Kind of similar to Washington going to Detroit. Houston better be careful they don't get down 10-0 early.
Because that offense of Kansas City did come on late in the season, and their defense still was good. They can be a problem, man. D-Hop is a damn good player. And he's a guy that he doesn't get caught up in all the stupidity of trying to, you know, just be away from the team. And then they still have that defense with Chris Jones, man. They're doing some good stuff over there, man.
We shall see. I think the Chiefs are pretty damn loaded. I don't think that's really breaking news. If you're going to go through power rankings, it's obviously going to be Chiefs, Lions. Based on everything we saw last weekend, you going Ravens or you going Bills?
I think Ravens, because the Ravens are favorite. I would think that they put them higher than the Bills.
So they have the Bills higher. They got down 7-0. The Broncos went right down the field, and then
they weren't down. They did nothing else after that, though.
Right. It was lights out after that. But have you watched at all the Hard Knocks on the AFC North? Have you seen any of that? So it's in season Hard Knocks, and I caught it. Wednesday night? I'm very out of sorts because today feels like a Friday, even though it's a Thursday.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
I caught it last night, or I caught like half of it, and it was they were kind of showing the in-depth Hard Knocks version of that Ravens-Steelers game. Now, I don't know what the Steelers were last weekend, because the Steelers around Thanksgiving and Halloween looked like a damn good football team. Steelers for the last month looked bad, and I don't know what to make of that, right? Like, it's hard to reconcile what I saw when there was some really good football being played there to what happened against the Ravens the other night. But the Ravens seemed dominant in that game. The final score is 28-14, but it was like, I want to say it was 28-7, and then Pittsburgh got kind of a late, you know, the final. Yeah, so it was they scored. It was 28-7, and then they scored again. I believe that was the case. And whatever, the score is the score. But yeah, it was. I mean, B. It was 7-0, 14-0, 21-0, 21-7, 28-7. Like, Baltimore was in complete control that whole
game. On all aspects of the game.
and Derrick Henry was
they cut that defense up too. And yeah. That's normally what you can lean on with the Steelers, and they had that no more.
I don't know. Watching that, if you are a Pittsburgh believer, then I would put a bet on Baltimore to win it all because they were dominant.
Yeah.
If you think Pittsburgh down the stretch here has had another one of these, calling it a collapse is unfair because it's not a collapse, but they lost their last five and none of them were even really competitive. Like as soon as they had to, their last four games were against good teams. Mm-hmm. Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs. They lost all of those handily, mm-hmm. like two scores. And then week 18, they lost to the Bengals in what was a good game. And then the Ravens, again, it was never close.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Ravens are that good or Pittsburgh's just bottomed out again.
The Ravens is hitting on all cylinders. The Ravens can be a problem for you.
Dude.
Derrick Henry is enough to worry about. Lamar is a problem. For all the people who say he has to throw out the pocket, he's done that all year. Now he has to do it in the playoffs. Because normally in the playoffs is where people will get him. But I think if you sit back and say Lamar beat us from the pocket, that's when Derrick Henry kills you.
Just those two players in that game.
Yeah.
Lamar was 16-21 for $175 with two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Picks.
No picks. Only took one sack in, you know, that Steelers pass rush, usually pretty damn formidable. A 132 QB rating. Then he was 15 for 81 on the ground. Oh, and by the way, Derrick Henry hit him for another 26 carries for $186 and two touchdowns.
$186.
And watching Hard Knocks,
ran more yards than Lamar threw for.
One of the dudes on the Steelers, it was like one of the DBs, after a tackle on Henry, and credit to the player for making the tackle, like when he comes back to the huddle talking with his teammates, he's like, that boy heavy.
This is regarding that Derrick Heavy.
When they have that going like that.
It's a problem.
They're a tough, tough team. Now, the Bills are scoring a ton, and they're moving the ball around. That Bills offense is going to be really, really tough to slow down either. But, man, Baltimore looks like an absolute freight train that might be hitting it at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden their defense is really good.
And their defense is getting better, but their receivers are stepping up now. Hell, Bateman was the guy they thought was gone. That was a bust. He's starting to play.
What's the latest on Flowers? White Brian, can you give me an update on Zay Flowers? All right, so our guy Eric at home at NFL.com goes Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens. I think Vegas would have that differently. I'm reading now about the Ravens. Remember all those defensive issues? I sure don't. The Ravens were viewed with suspicion as true contenders earlier in the season, with Baltimore's defense most often cited as the reason this team would come up short again. All that's happened over the past eight games that Baltimore has allowed opponents an average of 264 yards per game compared to the 370-yard average allowed in the first 10 games. That's a 115-yard drop.
Wow.
That's significant.
Zay wasn't on. He didn't practice yesterday,
so I don't believe he's practiced then. Mm-hmm. Now they play Sunday afternoon, evening, so they're not on the same timeline. But he hasn't practiced in over a week now.
Questionable is his status.
Bills have been very good too. That game really feels like a heavyweight, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I can't wait. We should all be home. Yo, like, whatever you have to do this weekend.
The Ravens beat them earlier in Baltimore, though,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Or was it in Buffalo?
I think it was in Baltimore, and I want to say it was, like, week three. So not that a week three result doesn't count. They all count the same, but that was a long time ago. But, dude, their defense might be way better than it was back then. It'll be fascinating in that game specifically, because of the pressure on both quarterbacks, on Allen and Jackson. It was week four. The Ravens beat the Bills 35-10. And in that game, they ran. You know how many rush yards they had in that game?
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Over 200?
270.
Damn.
That was the Ravens' highest rushing total So the Ravens went for almost 300 yards on the ground against the Steelers. The last time they were up that high, Houston week 17, and then all the way back to Buffalo week 4. If they run the ball
like that. Buffalo got problems.
I also think Pittsburgh had a game plan and just did not deviate from it. Because if you watch, whenever they ran read option, they just crashed down on Henry. And they were hitting the hell out of him. But, like, you're just letting Lamar go. It was an interesting strategy.
If they can run the ball effectively on Buffalo, that's when my man Allen becomes trying to play superhero.
And he's been really good about that this year. He has not turned the ball over a ton. But it'll be fascinating to watch that game. How are you feeling about Eagles-Rams?
I still lean towards the Eagles. In Philly, with that offense right there with Saquon, and on top of it, it's cold. It's cold, and the Rams got to travel. They got a lot working against them. Yes, Scott, Sean is a damn good coach. They got some good receivers over there. But all those things, that traveling from west to east, you know.
Cold weather.
Things aren't even, it's unforgettable or forgivable where they got to go through all the stuff they're going through right now. But traveling over here and then coming from that, their element to here, that's different, man.
I agree with all
that. If it's going to be frigid here, they're playing Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be frigid. It's going to be cold up there, though.
There's always noise with Philadelphia. There's always stuff. You had A.J. Brown with his book on the sideline. I don't know. He says he has it every week. I tend to believe the guy.
If he has it every week, then you know what? I don't have no idea what somebody's talking about.
Hurts has not looked good. He's missed, I guess he's missed 3 games in a row. He was back for the wild card game. 13-21 for $130. 2 touchdowns, though. No turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
I think Philly's got to find their fastball to win this game. But I think Philly still has
their
a fastball.
Their fastball is Saquon Barkley.
Sure.
And everything starts with him. If the Rams can stop the run, then they got a chance. If they can't stop the run, they got a problem.
Oh, yeah. Rams are a feisty bunch, though. Maybe. Who do you think has a better chance at the upset this week, Washington or L.A.?
L.A.? No. Washington. I go Washington more. Because I think the Philly, we don't give Philly credit in this town. They're damn good.
They're loaded. The roster's
loaded. Offensively and defensively.
I agree.
You know, so I think, you know, the Rams, what they did last week to
Minnesota.
Sam Darnold lost that game. If Sam Darnold just throw the ball four seconds before he wants to on multiple plays, that game would have been a little different.
Sure. We got some bets to make. Man, I can't wait for football. Divisional round weekend is always the absolute best. And then Monday night we get the Natty, Ohio State Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
We got a good couple days of football coming up. Making bets next. Grant and Danny at 2:00.